Blog Talk Radio.
Talk shit about my boyfriend, so I'm over here.
Okay. No, we aren't doing anything. It's only me and you.
Oh, okay. Where did everybody else go?
Do what?
Where's everybody else?
don't know.
You haven't heard from Derek today?
Yeah, he's been in here.
That's bizarre. I'm about to say, do I need to call him and get his ass in here? Nah, people talking a lot of shit about my boyfriend. I'm cooking for Bobby's one. Impulse is over there visiting. You've been over there almost 3 minutes.
Well, she was supposed to be over here hosting.
I'll still be back.
She was supposed to be here at 11. She knew it.
She just left the room. I think she's coming over here. I'm looking at web control in there, so don't worry about it. Yeah, she's coming over here, I think.
Welcome home.
You're late.
What did I tell you? Huh?
You're late. You were. None.
Because I was telling Mike how the other guy was talking shit about my boyfriend. The other guy lives in Ohio.
That's crazy. I don't know how anybody can have a conversation when everybody's fucking talking over each other. Welcome, Kelly.
What's up, Dimples?
Hey, Grandpa.
What's
Grandpa,
like?
Grandpa.
Fuck.
He just
put
his phone down. He was
listening
here.
Who's all up in here?
I don't know.
I know Dimples is. What was in here, Dimples?
That's
your
Krista.
Face.
What?
She said your face.
I lost my fucking glasses, Dimples.
Oh,
so his face is not in here. Aw.
What?
Now you're really going to be a grandpa without your glasses.
Seriously, bro, it ain't funny, and I need to watch TV, and I'm fucking getting split in the handicap.
Aw, that sucks.
Welcome, Carly.
Hey, Stoner, what's up?
Hi, baby.
What's up?
Hi, honey. Hey, Stoney. Stoney, what are you doing, honey? Hey, watch your motherfucking mouth. What's that, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Mikey?
Only Mikey can say that.
I got my Stoney Mike deadline. Hey, sweetheart.
Oh, you don't stop, we're going to fight, for real.
Stoner with no boner.
I got my Dimples, I got my Stoney, and I got my Mikey.
Me, Dimples, and Mikey have a weird relationship.
Oh, well.
I'm not
yeah.
in y'all's relationship. Y'all have y'all's relationship.
Hey, Mikey. Did them codes get changed yet, or what?
I haven't checked.
Hey,
Stoner, what time is it?
You're really asking someone that can't see that. That makes
sense. It is 10 after 11. It's 11 o'clock. What do we do at 11 o'clock Eastern?
Okay.
What's the radio show about?
Well, so far it's been random shit with me and Mike talking and listening to Death Leopard.
Are the radio shows on right now?
Yeah, you're late. You knew that the radio starts at 10 o'clock Central.
I lost time.
I know,
I
you're over nine. You were over on Bobby's line enjoying yourself.
I was only on there for like 3 minutes, maybe. Maybe five.
Oh.
But I didn't
yeah,
know
I love
Carter
Network. You were over there for only 3 minutes.
Yeah. I didn't realize what time it was until like 5 after 10.
But, yeah. So I guess this is Freaky Friday and you're the only female in here, so spill all your freaky business.
I'm not the only female in here. Chris isn't here.
Well,
I'm in here.
I'm in here.
Oh, is she?
Well, I'm already Dimples' girlfriend, so. Did your nephew go to bed already, honey?
Yeah, they went to sleep already.
Auntie Dimples.
Oh. I was telling Mom how he was screaming earlier because what that guy was holding in his hand, and Mom started laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, Auntie Dimples, don't touch me there. That ain't right.
Oh, hell no. Grandpa, you're the freakiest one tonight, for sure.
I don't know who Adam
Ashley
is.
Yeah, boy, you know that person,
Hey, there's my other sweetheart, hey, Amanda.
I don't like two people.
What's that, baby?
Is that that crazy old man we were talking about, Amanda?
Yeah, and I found out something else today that really fucking pissed me the hell off. I'll have to call you later and tell you about it.
Did you tell Amanda?
Do what, Grandpa?
Did you tell?
Not yet.
No, Grandpa.
Yeah, I did do something. I lost my glasses. I still can't find the fuckers.
You got a guilty conscience over there?
No, I can't find my glasses. That's what I'm pissed about.
Hey,
I can't
Grandpa,
find my glasses. Yeah.
They're on top of your head.
No, they're not. No, they're not. I don't put my glasses on top of my head. I don't know where the fuck I...
And then his mama had nerve enough to call me a bitch.
Who called you a bitch?
Long story.
That's all you need to know. It's her ex, honey.
Oh.
I always
looked
him up Texas style. You better get ready for it.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
For my Amanda, I'd do anything. You better.
All right, well, then have your mom drive you over to North Carolina and do it.
Well, my mom can't drive. My dad, okay.
Okay, well, then go and do it.
Men are fucking dirty, I'm gonna tell you that right now. Shit.
I actually have to save everything up for Houston in a couple weeks, so.
Where the fuck did everybody go?
Bless you.
Well, I'll talk to you later about that shit. That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're calling Tiff.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Just tell them I'm your best friend, Hale.
Sorry.
What are you doing trying to cook? What are you doing trying to cook again?
No.
Sounds like your ship was sinking.
No, that's Stoner's text tone, and every time he texts me, that's what it was. And the phone was right beside my house phone, and, yeah, it went into the receiver. Sorry.
Yeah, next time you do that, we're going to tie you by your pinky toes.
I'm sorry.
And Daddy's going to let me come up and
hang her by her big toe so she won't fall.
We're going to hang her by your pinky toes.
Hey, why do you think we're hanging her by her little toes?
Hang her by your pinky toes. Then I'm going to walk up and take a little feather and torture her to death by tickling her clit with a little feather.
Okay, Dimples, they're
going to
hang you by your pinky toes, and I'm
going to
come cut you down and save you.
No, we're
going to
tie you up.
Kristen, now that we know that, I'm going to head on my way to her. I got to go by you to get to her. So I'll stop and tie you up, gag you up, handcuff you, throw you in the closet, and take your C&I stick with me.
Well,
welcome,
you know, I kind of like that, so I wouldn't do that if I were you.
What?
I already told your phone to
set
up.
I said
you should change this text tone, honey. You should change this tone to a kitty meowing.
I could change it to a dog barking.
Yeah, that would be even better.
Jerry! We're going to play challenge Jerry screaming, man. Hey, I'm going to make me some goddamn money.
Fuck's in the bank. Is there somebody at Charles Dimples?
No.
That's Amanda.
I got a headache, man.
What's that?
She's got a headache.
Oh, I'll come
around
your pressure point.
Sorry. Hey, Dimples, I got the best cure for a headache.
Oh, boy, here we go.
That little thing.
Dimples, the best cure for a headache. You want it?
Good luck, Grandpa. I'm already taking penicillin for a toothache. I don't need nothing.
No, take two aspirin to call me in the morning. Get out, you fuckers.
Damn. And you thought everything Grandpa said out of his mouth was perverted, and he just proved y'all asses wrong. Damn.
Yeah, I am taking penicillin. Not penicillin, penicillin.
See, they're fucking speechless, Mike. They don't know what to say.
Right? They're all fucked up, Grandpa.
We're taking that
Peter-cillin.
It's called penicillin. Penis.
Guys, he's taking that Peter-cillin.
Peter. Tom, Dick, and Harry and Peter.
I just got a skeet around Peter, and I didn't want either Dimples or the other one to whack it off.
Skeet around Peter, whack it off.
There's a skeety rolling Peter, whack it off. There's a skeety rolling Peter, whack it off. There's a dozen on my cousin. I can hear him talk his mother and whack him off.
Oh,
Anybody know?
Dimples, I heard you helped Dimples die.
Any guys know who did that, fam?
No.
Does anybody out here know who did that, fam? Is it Skeeter or Peter?
Skeeter or Peter, the way.
Do you know who did it? It was a good old guy, Dr. John Volvey. Dr. Dirty, John Volvey.
Dimples, I heard you helped your Uncle Jack off the roof.
Cloud 9.
Was the radio show or the radio show?
What?
We're just on the show, just talking, bro.
Show's boring these days, bro. No one wants to do anything. Every time I play a game, it seems like someone gets mad or don't want to do anything.
Hey, Dimples, what you think of my little post I posted on Facebook?
I think Dimples is ignoring us or put herself on mute without realizing it.
Dimples!
Welcome, Howard.
It's Teddy Bear.
Hi, Teddy Bear.
Yeah,
we're having pizza for dinner.
That's what's up. That's what I'm going to be having for dinner.
That's what you have every night for dinner, just about.
No, every night. I switch it up. I'll go to Taco Bell, or I'll eat at the store, or something. Just something to change it up.
I put the phone down a second, come back, and everybody's quiet.
Well, I told you, I was masturbating, God.
Well, usually when people masturbate, they're quiet.
Oh, shit. Hey, nah. If I was actually masturbating, we're going to be hearing all the not playing.
Let me find out who were helping your Uncle Jack off the roof.
Ew!
No, I saw a little stuffed teddy bear, and I was like, that's good.
If you're looking for a good time, call Sexy Mama.
No, if you're looking for a good time, we call your mouse.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, let me run in there and go see what my
mom's
doing. I'll call her
on it. Dimples knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, yeah,
I do,
too.
I don't know. She did tell someone that she'd fucking jump on their dick in a heartbeat. Well, she'd like to have, bless you. But we don't want to get into all that.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you talking about Sexy Mama?
Yep.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
Yep. She'd cheat on her husband in a heartbeat. And that's dead ass fucking wrong.
Yes, it is.
Given the chance. That's why I really don't care for her.
Well, that's why I posted her telephone number on Facebook.
Oh, damn.
I heard you earlier.
Damn.
Yeah.
When you get a minute, honey, call me.
I can't remember the last four digits of your number right now, and I'm about to eat some pizza.
7025.
Hey, I remember everything else. I get done eating, I'll run outside and call.
Okay. Welcome, Kyle.
my man. I'm going to tell him how I stood up for him, and then I'm going to start. And Dimples, you're my witness to that, how I stood up for him.
Stood up for who?
My people were talking shit about my boyfriend.
What boyfriend?
Mikey Mike.
The guy I've been with for 3 years.
What up, Mike?
Who's there?
Hold on.
It's about Amanda.
Hey! My baby came in the room. All right, y'all, we're going to end this shit soon. Hold on.
What? Hey, what's up?
This has been Extreme Entertainment at 712-432-5198. Catch us back here tomorrow, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Pacific. We are gone.
Need to hear it now.
Like a motherfucking cop car.